With our shiny white new hard hats in place, a cadre of reporters, photographers, and other media folks were guided through the $175 million building site by Greg Saras, chairman of the Federated Indians of the Grayton Rancheria, which owns the complex. He explained that, like the adjoining casino, the new 200-room hotel has been designed and built to replicate most major aspects of the Nevada gaming experience.
Much of it was, of course, designed and based on a Las Vegas experience, but that experience had to be particularly tailored to Sonoma County. And Sonoma County has needs, and the North Bay has an aesthetic that's very different from Vegas. So we've tried to tailor the large destination gaming experience to something that would be pleasing and suitable and appropriate for Sonoma County.
The six-story hotel includes a large ground floor spa and adjacent exercise room, as well as a handful of penthouse-level suites as large as 2,600 square feet. Rooms on the west side overlook an extensive new swimming pool and a conference center that will be the largest such facility in Sonoma County. When it all opens on November 15th, Sarah said, the Grayton Resort and Casino will finally live up to its full name.
You can do a multitude of things, from seeing a concert to gaming to enjoying the spa and taking wine tours and all of that. It's a place where you can come to do many, many things.
Vice President and General Manager Joe Hassan reports that reservations for the still-to-be-finished rooms are already coming in.
We're well into the thousands of room night reservations now, and we expect that to climb even more. Every day there's 200 rooms to sell, so getting into the thousands is a good first step. But it also speaks to the exuberance of the loyal guests that we already have. They want to be first.
Another new hotel is going up quickly just two blocks closer to the freeway, but that's just fine with Hassan.
When I think about hotel rooms already existing in Sonoma County or forthcoming, as a casino operator, there is no definition of too many hotel rooms. More hotel rooms are a great thing if you run a casino.
Meanwhile, with the clock ticking toward that opening date, less than 7 weeks off, dozens of workers and technicians are pressing on throughout the site, part of a workforce that has totaled more than 1,000 over the 14-month construction interval. The finished hotel will add about 200 new jobs to the economy, said Saras, all of them paying a living wage with benefits.
Everybody who worked here, construction trades, were all union, and everybody employed in here will be union. But everybody who works for us 20 hours or more a week gets all the same benefits. Some of our folks here aren't unionized in the casino, for example, but they get the exact same benefits.
Initial room rates for the new hotel will begin at $400 a night on weeknights, $500 on the weekends. The top floor suites will be, shall we say, higher. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.